join the discussion. Beer gang, beer gang, what you wanna know? Beer gang, welcome to the show.
Welcome everybody to the Beard Gang Podcast. This is a weekly podcast about all things good in culture and in entertainment and just in regular life. I'm your host, Justin Marino, aka Vision. Here in the studio with me, I have Kevin Lockery.
Aka Queb, what's good world?
So we decided after brainstorming for a while that both me and Queb wanted to start something awesome. And we wanted to talk a little bit more about the good stuff that's going on in this world. We live in a world where everybody, it's just, I mean, crime and just everybody hating on everybody for politics and their political views. And you know what I mean? We wanted to have a spot where everybody can come. I don't care if you voted for Obama, Trump, don't matter who, you know, everything that's going on in Atlanta with this governor's race, all that jazz. We don't care about any of that. This is a spot where you can come, you can grow. You can grow your beard. We're going to teach you some cool products, some cool tips and tricks along the way. And you could just learn to be a better person. We're going to have this segmented out. We're pretty excited about it. It's going to go through some changes. This is going to evolve as everything else in this world does. It evolves into something awesome. This is just the jump off point. We're actually doing this on a mobile application called Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. We're doing this on Anchor because we feel like this is going to be a better way for us to put out more content faster, easier, and get y'all what you want, which is more Beard Gang, more Beard Gang, more Beard Gang. All right, well, I mean, we're going to start off with this first segment. We're going to cut to a commercial, and when we come back, we are going to sit and do our first segment, and it's called What's Good. So if all is right in the world, we will be back for What's Good.
Sure.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's your boy, Vision. You just listened to I Love by Joyner Lucas. Joyner Lucas is coming out with some good stuff. I mean, it is. He's coming in hot. He's coming in swinging.
Fantastic.
He did that joint with M. I mean,
oh yeah,
he's coming in hot. But needless to say, we're going to go ahead and start our first segment. Here we go. This is What's Good. All right, so in order to get this segment started, you know, we decided that we were going to take some time at least once a week and find out what good is going on in the world. So starting this segment, I happened to find, of course I Googled, but I happened to find six positive things that are happening in this world this year in 2018, which is coming to an end. So I just kind of like to go over some of the good stuff. This is the top six things that Odyssey Online found. If you guys want to look it up, it is theodysseyonline.com. The link will be in the episode description. And this is the Westchester University did this. It's six positive things that happen in the world. All right, so here's some good news, right? We got good news for once, right? We talk about bad stuff, so this is the good stuff that's happening. All right, so number one, right? It sounds to me like they found a vaccine for Alzheimer's that they say is gonna be as common as a flu shot.
No way.
I don't know anybody suffering from Alzheimer's.
I heard flu shots were kind of a scam though.
So, I'm not a flu shot guy. Every time I get a flu shot, I get sick. So I tend to stick away from them.
Another one of those.
Yeah, but it's such a terrible disease. Your body deteriorates. If you know, it's just cool that we're heading down an angle with science.
It's just cool that we're trying.
Yeah, you know what I mean? With science and stuff, that we've come to a point where Alzheimer's could be just like the flu. You know, right. Not something that, you know, not a death wish, you know what I mean? Something that it's curable. Number two on the Odyssey list, right, is all of you folks who've been talking about global warming, this and that, and ozone that. Uh-oh. I'm not saying we don't need to take care of the environment, but what I am saying is scientists have done some research.
Keep the earth clean.
Yeah, according to Dave, you keep the earth clean. But scientists have done some research, and it looks like the ozone layer is repairing itself.
Oh.
I can't speak to that. I'm not a scientist, but these university students clearly didn't make this up.
They're running out of shit to study, apparently.
I mean, yeah, so they paid a lot of money for their education, and now they know ozone layer is repairing itself. All right. That's just great. But number three is near and dear to my heart, right? And it's because I feel like by the time we are in our 60s, 70s, 80s, we are going to be living much longer than expected. But it says here that the world's average lifespan expectancy, or excuse me, the average life expectancy has increased by 6 years since 1990. So, you know, so since 1990, we're living 6 years longer. Imagine where we're going to be 10 years from now and 10 years from that. I'm telling you, it's not crazy to think that I can't live to at least 120. I mean,
it's just crazy to think that we're, you know,
lucky for you guys.
One of those things.
Yeah, lucky for you guys, the Beard Gang podcast will be around for
we'll
whole
be
time.
Around for sure.
Let's see here.
The numbers.
Let's see here. Child mortality rates are at the lowest they've ever been. I mean, that's
how about that?
That's crazy. I mean, that's why I say when we look at the news and we saw all this bad stuff is happening, there's a crazy amount of good things that we have fallen into and learned how to cure it.
The saddest part is that we had to go digging for some of this stuff. You know, I mean, it really should be more readily.
Well, if it's not politics, it's not going to be on the news. Anyways, number six here says, believe it or not, the crime rate in the U.S. has declined since the 60s. It looks like I'm looking at this. So if you guys have a chance, go look at violent crimes in the U.S. from 1960 to 2013. We had a peak in the 90s, and it's been steadily dropping since the mid-90s.
It sounds like a lot of states are accepting cannabis use, possibly.
And maybe that's why the crime rate's going down?
That could be.
I don't know, maybe. But if you look at this map, look at this map.
Possibly. Go ahead. Interesting.
If you look about 95, 96? It's the Pac and Biggie days, man. Crime is at an all-time high.
I'd like to think, honestly,
I don't know, if you get a chance,
they were the Jesus Christ of rap. They sacrificed themselves so they could all
If you have an opportunity, go to this website and check out this map. It's like a graph. It just shows you. It's a simple line graph that just shows you when we peaked in crime. And we're almost at an all time low for sure. 1960 being the all time low
will blow your mind.
Yeah. Let's see here. Those are six great things that are happening in this world.
Fantastic.
That I want y'all to know about. But all right, man. So tell me what you got, Kev.
What's good? All right. So I'm going to talk about three young individuals who are changing this world. One small act of kindness at a time. The first young gentleman that I'm going to talk about is named Will Gladstone. All right, so basically, this kid Will was in his class and he learned about this bird called the blue-footed bobby. Oh, wait, excuse me, the blue-footed booby.
Yeah, I did fact check that. It is it is pronounced the blue-footed booby.
Yeah. So, sorry to all those blue-footed bobbies out there. I mean, you just got a shout out, a plug, so you're welcome. Anyway, this kid found out that these birds were going extinct, excuse me. So he decided to start selling blue socks to raise some money for these birds. And he's raised more than $40,000in a couple years, 2017, I believe. I mean, that's outstanding.
And if you haven't Googled the blue-footed booby, I would, because when I tell you their feet are like teal blue, they are teal blue. But what's cool is the kid decided that the socks he was going to sell are the exact same color. I mean, it's the exact same color as this dude's feet.
Spot on.
Which is pretty solid.
And I mean, just the idea that these kids, I'm sure that they're being raised right, but have the, you know, the thought to change the world like that and just take it into their own hands.
It's cool to see. I mean, again, I always bring up technology, but it's cool to see that like technology allowed them to like go do a GoFundMe, allowed them to go through and, you know, put it on social media.
The evolution of the world has helped them, but the kindness of their heart is just awesome.
The fact that they're using technology to do good deeds, like raise money for an animal that's going to go extinct. Is pretty cool, and it makes me want to go take a trip to the Galapagos Islands because I want to see these things in person.
I mean, just
those
to
are the
see
tealest
those,
feet
those
I've ever
blue
seen
feet.
In my life.
I mean,
but yeah.
All right, so this next young lady's name is Lulu Cerrone, and she actually, I believe, when she was 14, was during the whole Haiti earthquake, and she decided to get some of her classmates together and have a boys versus girls lemonade off or something to that effect, where they, you know, battle to sell a bunch of lemonade and raise a bunch of money for these funds. And
what's
these...
good is to see, it's good to see young teenagers using you know, being competitive to help raise money. Yeah, to help raise money. I mean, you don't go talk to an average 14-year-old. It's like, take the amigos out of your ear and let's talk about helping for good. And this group just, you know, this girl led a group of people into a competitive win-win for everybody, yeah. which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It shocks me though that it's lemonade.
So the Lemonade Warrior campaign have reached millions of children around the globe and raised more than 120,000 support projects and benefits.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I mean 120K when you think about it doesn't sound like a total, like a huge sum of money, but when you're talking about selling lemonade, doing it with lemonade,
I mean, that lemonade money is, yeah, just a glass, and they're usually they're those Dixie cups where you, it's literally like
and
a
it's
shot,
a quarter. It's like a quarter,
but at the same time, you may not even want the lemonade, but you feel like I need to buy this lemonade because it's for a good cause.
Well, what I, you know, it's, you know, again, like I said, it's young teenagers going out there and doing stuff like that is very short and few.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very short and few nowadays because everybody's so, you know.
And I think as a society, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, you know, they probably have great parents who raise them. But I think as a society in general, it's our responsibility to
talk about
be a role model for these young kids. Even if you don't have children, even if you don't have nieces and nephews, if you're just around a young person and you see them trying to change the world, don't get in their way.
Yeah.
Just try to encourage them.
It's good to always have a, you know, to be the positive influence for somebody.
Absolutely.
And it's awesome to see these kids do something that's so positive. And that's where it's the Beard Gang's job to make sure that everybody knows.
Absolutely. So.
Alrighty, well, we're gonna take a short break, and then when we come back, we are going to start our next segment, and our next segment is called "What Are You Sleeping On?" It's a quick segment about you know, things that you might not know is good, whether it be music, food, whatever. We about to wake you up in the next segment. It's time to wake up in the next
segment. Don't you dare hit that snooze button.
So we will be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody. You just heard Bozzy, Be Right Back, BRB, from his newest album. Fantastic song. I'm freaking loving everything he's doing, which brings us to our next segment, which is Wake Up. What I think a lot of people these days are sleeping on, and it might sound crazy, but I'm a foodie, so a lot of my stuff has to do with food. But what I think the world is sleeping on today is Quick Trip breakfast personal pizzas.
I think the whole layout that Quick Trip has got going on. I mean, this is a place essentially that people just come and they get their coffees, their monsters, their cigarettes, whatever the frick they do in the morning as part of their routine. Quick Trip is making it like you can just order your own pizza or burrito or like it's gourmet food, essentially.
So there was a place in Pennsylvania that I used to go with my sister, and it was called Sheetz. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was going through North Carolina off 85. I went to a Sheetz. Man, I was at the pump, and I was ordering, like, food at the pump.
Oh.
And everything was MTO. And what I like about what Quick Trip is doing is they're heading down that MTO thing. So, like, when we go in the morning, we go and we get a couple monsters, and then we go and get a breakfast pizza. And that breakfast pizza is made fresh, made to order.
As well as the burritos or pretty much anything that you order.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get a breakfast burrito from Quick Trip, you better have a friend because they're huge. Huge burritos. I don't ever finish mine. They're just too big, too much for breakfast. But anyways, yeah, I feel like they're sleeping on breakfast pizzas at Quick Trip. So if you have not gotten one, I would behoove you to go and get a breakfast pizza, MTO, made to order, straight from Quick Trip, next time you're there getting a drink.
The best part about having a beard is you get to keep some of that breakfast for later.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going to get breakfast pizza in your beard. Definitely going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
So Quick Trip, it's definitely got it going on.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, man, so what you got this week for what people sleeping on?
All right, so I obviously we live in the South. Neither one of us is from the South, but we've been here long enough to, you know, the South is rooted in us. But what I'm to say that to say this, okay? Everyone is just smitten over sweet tea, right? I mean, I don't know where you stand with it, but I'm not a fan. So
I usually order unsweetened when I go to a restaurant.
And that's weird. I'm not, you know, like saying that a bunch of sugar is great for you, but I mean, it's just, I don't know how much flavor is really there.
Yeah, but it's essentially syrup in the South. I mean, it is. Have you been to McDonald's?
No, I mean,
if you leave that out, it'll crystallize.
That's kind of what I'm getting at here, that, you know, I just, it's not for me. But I've discovered, I don't know, I was the one, like Christopher Columbus of the Snapple
pioneer
game.
Pioneer of juices.
I did it. But I found myself, which is fantastic, is peach tea.
Oh.
And
yeah, that's
I like to take care of myself, so I started with diet, and I don't think I could ever go back, but it's healthy. I mean, it literally says on the cap, made from the best stuff on earth. Obviously, you could just slap guarantee on a box of shit, and, you know, it could be guaranteed, but, I mean, I think it's pretty awesome. And then you check into the cap, and you learn something new. I mean, you're learning and you're putting good stuff in your body?
Yeah, and full disclosure, some of the stuff they put, I'm just like, what? I don't get it.
It's a theft, though. Like,
yeah,
you said,
no, it really is. It's a fun fact. It's they're fun. Very, very...
They're not saying you got to take it and just run a marathon with it, but I mean...
No, it's, you know, but one thing that I love about that Snapple is I don't care how many times I drink it. Every time I drink it, it's like the first time. It's so delicious. And you have to... Okay, now here's the debate. Glass or plastic?
I don't think that is a debate.
I think that is a debate.
Well,
a lot of people now are like plastic, or, you know, it doesn't shatter. I'm glass, because it tastes better. Wow. I've had it in the plastic; it does not taste better. And I've also had the non-diet, and it's not nearly as good as the diet.
No. I mean, I think it's like a can of soda versus a bottle of soda. I mean, it's just a preference thing. But I mean, I really do.
I prefer it in a glass.
The glass is the way to go.
Yeah, and there's something about that pop when you open a Snapple that it's fresh. And you know it's good. And there's a fact, which is always good. But yeah, man, so I agree. I think people are sleeping on Diet Snapple because I can never seem to find it in public. So clearly, somebody's sleeping on it because I can't find it. And when I find it, I buy every case that's on the shelf usually.
Wake up, people.
Wake up on the Snapple game. All right, well, you know, another thing, since we're on the subject of sleeping on stuff, you know, one thing I think people are sleeping on is Cosmic.
Really? The album by
Bozzy. Yeah. I feel like people are sleeping on it. I think Bozzy's album is what Usher's or JT's album should have been. But I also think it's refreshing to find a young artist that's bringing the heat like he is.
I think it goes back to earlier you were talking about all of the things that the youth has readily available that maybe we didn't have. When we started making music, obviously we never had that voice, but just the technology alone and the social media game is, it's off the chain.
I'm very excited after hearing this album. One thing I've noticed is in the entertainment industry now is like an album is very, very small, very short. It's not very long.
Oh, yeah, they're 30. 16 songs.
Yeah, they're 16 songs. And that was refreshing to see an album that I could turn on from start to finish for 16 minutes.
Yeah, that's
and ride every
too.
Single. Yeah, and so ride every single time.
The
it's just
thing.
Yeah, and want to hear the whole thing.
I know.
Because I've probably burnt. If anybody knows me, they're probably sick of hearing Bozzy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, you go through an album and you try to give it, but there's a couple skip tracks on there. But I can tell you that me personally, have listened to that album cover to cover for the past month.
Yeah. I can tell you one thing, but even the skippers, right? Like Gone for me was a skipper. And it's only a skipper if I'm in a rush on time. If I have time to listen to the whole album, I'm listening to the whole album. Yeah. It's a song I skip. I'm like, oh, I'm almost to my destination. I got about 10 more minutes. I got to hear 3:15 or I got to hear Dream. I mean, out of the gate, I would recommend, we'll put a link in the show notes to the Apple spot or I don't know how it'll work on Anchor, but we'll either put a link to the where you can get it on Apple, or we'll put a link to where you can get it on Spotify, or we'll do both. We'll figure it out. But I'm gonna put a link in the show notes to this album because it is unfreaking believable. It's there's nothing like it. But I believe people are sleeping on it. So but yeah, that's just my opinion on that. If you haven't gotten it, go cop Bozzy's new album, Cosmic. You won't be disappointed.
So if we're going to stick to artists that perhaps maybe you are sleeping on, or just, I mean, in general, things you're sleeping on, I'd like
Wake
to go. I'd like to dive into this gentleman named Joyner Lucas.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh,
who
God,
yeah. is relatively new. He's, I mean, actually kind of been in the game since 2015, 16-ish, but he's been under the radar.
Way under the radar. I'm talking doing stuff with legends.
Eminem,
no one's heard of him.
Track, Lucky You.
Lucky You. Oh, yeah. Y'all gotta move. Y'all gotta move.
Has Give me some really, really painted this dude in a new light.
And oh, dude.
I think that he could potentially be one of the greatest rappers already.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's saying a lot. I Love You, which we featured earlier, is his new single, which is probably a leak to the fact that he's got an album
on the way.
In the works.
In the works, on the way. But that I love, every time you hit play on a Joyner track, it's like a mix of like Detroit hustle with New York style writing. I mean, it tells a story, a little bit of tip. I mean, don't get me wrong. His beats are off the chain, but I swear he would snap on the world's worst beat. Like, I don't think it's beats only for him.
Yeah, I mean,
that man's a writer.
I think as artists, what I've always preached and said is, you know, it's not really what you say, but it's how you say it.
The
sound
the swag.
And the swag of these artists nowadays. Because, I mean, honestly, there's artists that are complete garbage, but the equipment they use and the sounds of their voice is why you kids nowadays just jam out.
And it's all the repetitive stuff.
And think that the Migos are the truth.
It's
a false statement, but I mean, that's just an opinionated thing, but you know, hey, wake up!
Wake up, because you're sleeping on Bozzy and Joyner, and you're sleeping on breakfast pizzas, but most of all, go, this is what I want you to do. This weekend, I want you to wake up early, I want you to go get a breakfast pizza, and I want you to, from Quick Trip, and while you're there, go get yourself a Diet Snapple. Mm-hmm. I want you to go back to your house. I want you to turn on Cosmic, and I want you to eat that pizza and drink that Snapple. And once you're done with Cosmic, I want you to go to SoundCloud
tell
and hit up Joyner.
Go to their room.
Yeah.
Tell the aunts, you know, you need time for
get
yourself,
a babysitter, whatever you gotta do. But
Put
some time aside and listen to that. And honestly, come back after you listen to them and put some comments in here. Let me know what you guys think. I mean,
Tell us we're lying.
And honestly, if you got somebody else you think we're sleeping on, I want you to put that comment in the notes or in the comments below. And I want you, throw a hashtag sleeping, and I'll go through and I will take time out of my day to listen to new artists
or try
new things. Yeah, unsigned or signed food as well, man. If there's a restaurant you think we're sleeping on, throw it in the comments and we'll go try it and we'll put it on the show. But until then, we're going to hit up our next segment right after this break. So we'll see you guys here shortly.
Strung out on my Facebook, geeked up off my Instagram, following my posts. That's how I serve that work to them. Catch me on my SoundCloud, still can't get the verse from them. Hardest shit you ever heard, probably the worst from them. Strung out on my Facebook, geeked up off my Instagram, following my posts. That's how I serve that work to them. Catch me on my SoundCloud, still can't get the verse from them. Hardest shit you ever heard, probably the worst from them.
Welcome back, everybody. You were just listening to Social Media. That is by Playmaking Entertainment. The beat is produced by Vibe Beats. Shout out to Vibe. Well put together song. You can check that out on SoundCloud. We'll put the link in the show notes to that as well. The next segment that we're going to do is called Beard the Unbearded. It's silly, it's fun, but it's just something I've always wanted to do. You always have that one celebrity that you're like, I wonder what that man would look like with a glorious beard. So, Queb, my choice for this week is definitely got to be Freddie Mercury. That man's mustache is all off rip.
It's epic.
It's a solid mustache.
I would agree.
But I got to see Freddie Mercury with a beard, because just imagine, I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest of all time.
But, you know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's too late.
Imagine.
But I am going to add it with Photoshop.
Absolutely.
It's never too late with Photoshop.
No. And that's the thing.
But
all these bearded people, we will show you what they look like.
Yeah, we'll show you what they look like. But with a beard that we imagine they would have.
Absolutely.
But no, I think it's a good time too to kind of just plug that new movie that's coming out, or it's already out.
It is already out. Bohemian Rhapsody,
man. I'm pumped to see it. We were talking about, going and seeing it. I definitely want to go and see it. I think it's Freddie Mercury is probably one of the greatest musicians of all time. Just his
From
piano
one of the
playing,
greatest
yeah.
rock bands
yeah,
of
one
all
of
time.
Queen. But his musical talents go beyond just singing. He is definitely an artist. But my pick for this week is definitely Freddie Mercury. I'll post that on our Insta and our Facebook so you can check that out. Who are you picking this week?
Great choice. Actually, you know, I think I'm going to stick with an artist that was on our sleeper list, Bozzy. I think he, you know, is a very attractive young man. I mean, now I feel like if you say no homo, like you shouldn't have to. Like it's, I mean, you know, come on. There's men out there that I you know, I think are handsome men. I'm one of them. We are two of them with beards, clearly. But I think I think he could grow into himself more. I think people look at him and they're like, he's got a great voice, but he's a little boy.
He's got a baby face.
He's a little man.
He's got baby beard syndrome.
Without that great, great stubble of hair on his chin and cheeks, you know, he's just another person, another random, normal person without a beard.
So everybody look out on Instagram and Facebook. You're going to see Bozzy with the beard. Old, we can call him BB then, Bozzy with a beard. And then we're going to see Freddie Mercury. I think it's a, we'll see how that segment goes. I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah.
If there's somebody that you wanted to see with a glorious beard, please put it in the comments.
We'd love to beard them.
I think our job to beard people one beard at a time. But the next part that I kind of wanted to get into is just do a little bit about what we think's going on with new stuff, and just kind of do a little new stuff segment real quick. Just kind of at the end of every episode, we kind of want to let everybody know what's coming out, what's on the way, in movies and entertainment. And I don't know if anybody has yet to have the pleasure of seeing Will Ferrell's new movie, but
no one has, because it's out. Not out yet.
It's not out yet, but the trailer's out, and I will put that in the show notes as well, because I don't know. This might be the biggest anticipated movie for me of this year, hands down. Anything Will Ferrell does is just, to me, funny. I can't wait to see what he's got. Yeah, it's comedy gold. I can't wait to see what this guy has in store for this next movie. It's from what I saw, though, it is it's gonna be pretty funny. But yeah, we're gonna cut away real quick. We're gonna take this last little music break here, and then we're gonna come back and kind of let you guys know what to look forward to for the next episode. So thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be right back after this music break. Thanks. Welcome back, everybody, for the final time. If I have to tell you who that last song was, you can go ahead and unsubscribe this podcast. Because if you don't know who Queen is,
there's no hope for you at all.
You're sleeping on the podcast, not just
you may be
life.
A millennial.
Yeah. But anyways, so we've got a lot of things going on. We tried a lot of different things on this first podcast. We may keep it. We may keep it set up the same way. We may not. I do know one segment that we're adding, and it's going to start next week, is we are going to interview local business owners and talk about what good things they're doing local to us. We're going to start in North Atlanta and then grow from there. But that's going to be a segment next week. I want you to stay with us on both Instagram and Facebook. We're going to start leaking little hints here and there of who's going to be on the next episode. But we're going to have an interview section set up to where we can interview these local people and just figure out what they're doing in our community. I think it's awesome to shop local. You know, with the holiday season coming around, there's no better time than now to shop local. So we're going to have a segment just
moms and pops are people too.
Yeah. You know, the old brick and mortar mom and pop style places that are doing good things in our community. And so just be looking out for that. I want to appreciate everybody who stayed, everybody who listened.
Thank you.
This is the first episode. This is the first thing of something great. So stick with us and just know that, you know, you don't have to have a beard to be on the show, but you do to be part of the gang. So we look forward to next time. I'm Viz.
Quip.
We'll see you next time.
ETK.
Discussion, be a gang, what you wanna know? Be a gang, welcome to the show. Be- Beer gang, beer gang, you don't know nothing. Beer gang, come join the discussion. Beer gang, what you wanna know? Beer gang, welcome to the show.